Christian Voice News, your global link.
Mental health expert urges loan regulation as debt stress cases rise in Lusaka. Government says commissioning of the Zambia National Shelter Company Limited Green Plant to address housing deficit. And armed groups launch coordinated attacks across Mali. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. A mental health specialist from the Ministry of Health, Gabriel Longo, has called for the introduction of policies to regulate lending institutions as part of efforts to reduce psychological stress among people in debt. Chinama Hills Hospital in Lusaka recently reported that it is recording an average of 10 daily cases of stress, depression and anxiety linked to debt-related challenges. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Mr. Longo explained that workers, especially those in the civil service, are expected to maintain certain standards but often fall into debt due to various pressures. He noted that many civil servants are struggling to cope with issues such as financial mismanagement, workplace demands and broader economic strain. There is need to implement financial literacy among individuals for them to be aware on how to manage their finances, said Mr. Longo. He also urged citizens to practice self-discipline and live within their means to avoid financial difficulties.
So I think we need really to strengthen these lending institutions because they have really become viruses on people's payments. And secondly is to also regulate the betting business itself, because majority of people, you find, they would want to make fast money using all these vices, and a lot of people have really found themselves in this because this is part and parcel of the addictive behavior. And a lot of people, find they don't find a reason why they should go for work, because most of what they work for is either they are using to service their loans.
Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa says the region has recorded a reduction in malaria incidents from 279 per 1,000 population in 2021 to 213 per 1,000 population in 2025. Mr. Nkulukusa attributed the gains to sustained interventions such as indoor residual spraying, IRS, distribution of insecticide-treated mosquito nets, improved diagnostic services, and effective treatment. Speaking through Chisamba District Commissioner Joel Mboyoma on the commemoration of World Malaria Day in Chisamba, Mr. Nkulukusa said the province cannot afford to be complacent. Zanis reports that the minister stated that malaria is both preventable and treatable, yet it continues to claim lives, particularly among children under 5 years and pregnant women. He disclosed that to sustain the momentum, a total of 1,701,513 long-lasting mosquito nets will be distributed to households across the province through a mass distribution campaign scheduled for the fourth quarter of this year. Government says the commissioning of the Zambia National Shelter Company Limited Green Refabricated Housing Production Plant in Lusaka's South Multi Facility Economic Zone will give an opportunity for thousands of Zambian families to access decent and affordable housing. Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Charles Milopi says the project being constructed at a total cost of $12 million with a production capacity of over 300 housing units per year will significantly strengthen the government's ability to respond to the housing deficit. Mr. Milopi stated that this plant introduces a predictable and scalable model that will help the government to accelerate housing delivery and reduce the backlog that has persisted for many years. This plant signals strong confidence in Zambia's housing sector and our broader development agenda. Equally important, the facility is expected to create over 200 direct jobs, providing meaningful employment opportunities for our people, especially our youth, and contributing to household incomes and economic growth, said Mr. Milopi. The minister noted that the commissioning of housing manufacturing plant is not just the opening of a facility, but a bold and practical response to the housing challenges facing Zambians, driven by rapid urbanization and a growing population. Mr. Milopi added that this initiative speaks directly to government's commitment to ensuring that every Zambian has access to decent, affordable and quality housing. And National Authority Board Chairperson Dr. Nalukui Milapo noted that this plant will stimulate economic activity through linkages by stimulating demand for local materials, transport services and ancillary industries. Dr. Milapo adds that this initiative is a direct contribution to the 8th National Development Plan and the National Housing Policy, which will advance the government's agenda for industrialization, job creation, and inclusive development. He further pledged the company's tour to build homes, jobs, hope, and a more prosperous Zambia for all. Government has commissioned the rehabilitation of a multi-sports facility in Monza District at a cost of 15 million kwacha, with plans to rename it after the late freedom fighter Harry Mwangankumbula. Minister of Youth, Sports and Arts Elvis Nkandu says the project will transform the existing stadium into a modern multi-sports center, accommodating football, basketball, volleyball, tennis and netball. Zanis reports that speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony, Mr. Nkandu said the initiative is aimed at promoting youth participation, improving talent identification and addressing inadequate sports infrastructure in the country. The minister added that the development will help build a lasting legacy in honor of Harry Mwangankumbula while creating opportunities for young people to actively participate in various sporting disciplines. And Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu, who is also Monza Central Member of Parliament, described the project as a historic milestone for the district, noting that the area has for many years lacked a modern sports facility. In African news, explosions and sustained gunfire were reported in Mali's capital Bamako as armed groups launched coordinated attacks across the country into Sunday. Mali's military said on Saturday evening that efforts to repel the attacks were underway and some militants had already fled. Fighting has also been reported around Kati, home to a major military base outside the capital, as well as in Gao and the central cities of Sevare and Mopti. On Sunday, gunfire resumed in Kidal in the north, according to reports. Coming up shortly, higher prices could last for 8 months after Iran war, minister says. Listen more, stay tuned.
Young people are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. People in the UK could face higher energy, food and flight ticket prices for at least 8 months after the end of the US-Israel war with Iran, a senior minister has said. Darren Jones, Chief Secretary.